This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores war and the new arms race. And now here's Paige.
When I was growing up, life was dominated by the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union were deadly enemies locked in an arms race. That arms race is a distant memory. Today, a different kind of arms race is almost over. At least 850 men and women have lost an arm or a leg in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Their permanent injuries triggered an amazing, high-tech, multifaceted response. And what we've learned can help many more amputees, not just those injured by war. I'm talking about two multi-team projects funded by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Their job? To develop a prosthetic arm and hand that will perform, look, and feel like a natural limb. More than 300 of the top minds in the U.S. and over 30 universities and research institutions cooperated. Their expertise included physics, engineering, math, physical therapy, biochemistry, neuroscience. You get the idea. They had to figure out how to make the arm look and act like a real arm, connect it directly to the nervous system, design algorithms to permit more than 23 separate ranges of motion, and sort out energy storage and mechanical power distribution. The complexity is astounding. The project had two parts. Phase one created a Luke Skywalker arm within 2 years that adapted existing systems. Phase two was the integrated modular prosthetic limb. It was unveiled in December 2009, just as time ran out. The incentive that made this a race was DARPA's threat to replace any research team that didn't make significant progress. It worked, and the project was completed on schedule. You might remember Claudia Mitchell, the bionic woman. She was one of the first who benefited from this project. The project also helped improve prosthetic legs, and the arm technology will continue to be developed to benefit other veterans as well as civilians. So what's the bioethics connection? Well, first, just as this project is interdisciplinary, so is bioethics. It takes many perspectives to develop the best guidelines. Next, the DARPA-funded team was committed to testing the safety, long-term performance, and development of lower-cost arms to meet the physical needs and financial resources of amputees. These are all bioethical considerations. Finally, the goal of this project is restorative. It's not about devising technology to crush the competition, but to restore as much as possible the loss of an arm. As Christians, we can delight in this amazing use of God's creative gifts. Not all arms races are deadly. Think about it.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.